Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Here we are, another Monday. Missed the last one for Labor Day. You Can Build It, a talk show that started many, many years ago that focuses on building your business. It's a call-in talk show format. Anybody can call in. We don't filter unless somebody gets way out of line, asking questions, sharing their own experiences, and just helping each other grow our businesses. And they can be of any venue you can imagine, a tire company, grocery store, a doctor's office. We've had just about every business you can imagine, manufacturing, represented by callers on this show over the years. Recently, I've been associating with creatives, people who write and create in the craft business, just creative artists, I call them, and sharing ideas of marketing their products. And one of the interesting things that I found out over this time is that the creative person, whoops, there's that background noise again. I don't know who it is. I don't want to mute everybody, but if you can think that there's some background noise going on, please.
I just put some headphones on.
Okay. It's amazing how much this picks up, you know what I mean?
Did that clear it up?
Yeah, we're okay now. Anyway, see, that's what happens to me. No, that's okay, Jordan.
You're talking about us creatives.
Creatives, yes. But I have observed through Facebook and Twitter and joining some groups that the people who are so wonderfully God-talented create such wonderful artwork, stories, music, whatever it might be, crafts like my wife. They, for some reason, they don't normally have an active business mindset, which again evolves into a selling mindset.
I resemble that remark.
You resemble that remark. And that's what we've been focusing on here. This show is not specifically for authors and creatives, but I really appreciate, I'm honored by having so many of you call in and participate here on the show. And one of the things that I bumped into, and I know, and we talked about it 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, and I see that of our group here, Nancy has effectively jumped into the foray of an interesting site that gives a creative exposure and possibly to a whole different market, you know, different group of people. And that site is called Booksy.com. And Jim and I decided after being there for an hour or two that it was worth the $29.95 a year to be an upgraded member. And I think, what was it, 4 weeks ago we started? Who remembers when I brought up Booksy for the first time? 3 or 4 weeks ago. We've had over 4,000 people reading Jim's short stories and commenting and wanting more, you know, dialogue, engaging. And Nancy, I know that you've been active on it. What kind of feeling do you have about Booksy?
I love it. I put up, I think, 18 chapters of the first book, and I put up a new book, which is myself a widow's blog, and added one chapter that got over 100 reads. And then right now I put up two of the war and commitment, and as I go through them I'm re-editing and doing a lot of things on that. But and I just put up the single the cedar chest. But you can build I actually built my own book cover for the widow's blog thing, and right now I'm sitting at a nearly 1,300 reads.
That's phenomenal.
I'm just those, yeah. And that's not a whole book of anything. I'm learning about the houses and different things. You can create your own house if you want, It's I'm really thrilled because before I got that blog up, there were 21 people. As soon as I hit publish that on that first chapter, there was like 21 people already on it. And
what format are you using to upload?
I just go over to my website, hit the shift in the arrow key and copy the post, take it over there, and I...
Oh, okay.
And also, I want to interject everybody. I was using the old Word docs, but I went to going to the website, taking the chapter of the book or the short story or whatever it might be, and copying it on directly from the website. And guess what? All the images transfer over instantly.
Exactly.
So and if you have images in your story, they're going to be there.
Right. The only problem I've had with any of that is as you're taking out the, of course, I have the letters and things like that don't go boxed, but the box symbol is still there. So you have to go through and take that out. But also when you're doing the pictures, you have a code that goes with them that you take out.
Yeah.
And you have to be really careful not to go too far because then you take out the picture.
Right.
But, you can move the picture from side to side, you know, to adjust how it goes. And you can actually, I've uploaded pictures there and you can size them and use them at the first of the chapters or whatever. You can go right into your file of pictures. And but what I really love about it, and I don't know how to stress this enough, every chapter, because I paid the $29. Now that's $2 and something a month, but I was allowed to put my books on there that are linked to Amazon.
Right.
At the end of each chapter, that link comes up and says, hey, here I am. If you want to keep on reading ahead, buy me. I love that. I thought about doing that on my website. Hey, I'll just throw that link instead of music. I'll just throw that link in there to buy. I like that. I like that, you know, hey, someone reads a couple of these and they're thinking, hey, maybe I'm going to keep reading. I think it'll be slower, but it hasn't been because there's 700 and something reads on the first book. But I'm just now getting into the part where the honeymoon is next. And then we're off doing the weird stuff we do. You know, and that's the funny stuff of the book, I think. So, but I've changed houses on it. I put it in the veteran's house. I put it in the Booksy book house. You can pick a house that you want it to go to.
Or you can create your own house. House means a group, folks. House means a group, yeah.
But I have shared it, and I actually now coming in my statistics to my website, Booksy comes up.
Yep.
And I got a double amount of readers to the book site on the first time I put anything. I mean, I see it going up and staying there, even though I haven't posted over on Facebook. During the week, I'm posting on Booksy, and the amount of readers going is the same.
Mm-hmm. Where is your accent from? I love that accent.
Is that Phil Sanko?
That is correct.
Hey, that's what I thought. How you doing, Phil? Nancy's one of those unique people on this show that if anybody wants to learn Texican, they can come on and listen to Nancy.
No. I married a Texan, so that's...
I know you did.
I recognize and love it.
And you know, I've shared this on the show just not too long ago. Our youngest moved to Texas 10 years ago, married a Texan, I don't know, 20-generation Texan, and... He went to his 20th, they came here this fall to his 20th high school reunion, and hardly anybody could understand him. So he's completely assimilated the Texas accent.
I'm on a site that is writers of something, and I went in there and someone said, well, there's a lot of people from the United Kingdom, and they were going on about words that people use that from other places that don't have it, are not right for what they use in the United Kingdom, and they're not using it right when they're writing about stories from over there. And I said, I know, I tell you, I live in Texas and nobody knows a dang thingy about what I have to say when I'm doing the Dumiflachi stuff on my thing. And this one guy came along. I'm sorry, my humor has been at a big level lately. So, and Phil, you keep me laughing on your site. You're just unreal, Phil.
No, my wife, she has the Texas accent. She says, as she's driving down the road, well, you can't be going any slower.
Oh, Lordy. Well, Nancy, I know that your Booksy, you're doing it correctly. And what's interesting, when I've spent time looking around, again, there seems to be wonderful authors who go in there and post a short story, and because mm-hmm. they didn't make $1 million the first day from that, I don't see anything else from them.
What is Booksy?
Booksy.com. Okay, Phil, I'll thumbnail it for you. It is a website that you, as a person that might like to read for free, okay? You can go to Booksy.com. You can create an account, a free account for yourself, and just put up in the search. Whoops, we've got some really bad stuff going. What was that? You, Phil? It might have been. It might have been Mr. Sanko, because it's gone now. Let me put it back on. Anyway,
not me.
Okay. So, you as a reader or a publisher, you can join for free. It's just that you're limited as to how much you can put up and so on and so forth, you know, like any other site. And they're full annual.
Basically, links.
Yeah, link. Your whole cost for the year is $29.95. So, when we looked at that, we said, oh, it's got to be worth it. Anyway, people go in there to read other people's work. And you can comment and leave reviews about it and everything else. But the authors, there's a lot of authors on there, but they don't seem to utilize it. And Nancy's an example, and I got to give Jim credit. I mean, he's over 4,000 reads now in a month. That's 4,000 new people have been reading his stuff. And the novel Yakuza, which we published the chapters as written on the website, Yakuza seems to have a better audience on Booksy, because, I mean, the minute we published, I'm going to publish chapter 12 Tuesday, there's 80, 90 people on it within an hour.
Right.
And I'm not
and
advertising.
Chuck, they have put you on their bookshelf, which I have James's on there. And so it comes to me as an email. Every time James puts something, it comes as an email. And
I get yours,
what
too.
What is really, really interesting is the fact that I think they even make your book into an e-book
in the end
if you want. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a charge for that, but the thing is, there's no riffraff. You're in there, you're reading, people are reading yours, and there's one guy that had lots of books, gave me a really nice review, and I thought, whoa, you're a writer. What are you doing over on my side?
Well, I'm looking at Jerry's books, and they happen to be unique and wonderful stories that are a different approach. See, I think this is, I'm not going to say anything bad, but the dystopian science fiction, thriller, creepy stuff, gothic, all this stuff, you know, they're wonderful stories. But I think what it is people like Nancy and Jim's short stories and Roland's work and Joanne's work and Diane's product. There's an awful lot of people that love poetry on this Booksy thing.
Yes.
You're reaching a different group, I think, folks. By the way, this is not an affiliate site. Nancy and I make no money from it. But I it's really something that I believe an audience like we have on this show can't get hurt taking the little bit of time guiding themselves through, or we can help you, you know, we can chat on the side on how to, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's not rocket science. And if, like, on the short stories, I'm going to go digress here. Jim has, I don't know, 40 short stories on his website. The site allows you to create a cover, or you can take an image, what you think is a good image, and create your own cover. And I mean, this doesn't have to be book cover Amazon perfect.
Uh-uh.
Or they will make one for you. You know, so again, you can't lose. Now, what we've done is I've taken, like, if anybody goes to Booksy and looks at, type up in the search bar, writer, Jim, you can search for writers, you can search for genres, and you can search for something else. I can't remember. And what I did is I just took a picture, like the short story Cotopaxi. I took the Cotopaxi, the mountain Cotopaxi in Ecuador, and just made it about 300 pixels wide, 350 pixels wide, and 500 pixels. And then I just, on my Mac here, I just put in the title Cotopaxi and then put the author's name at the bottom, and that's our cover. And, you know, it's very easy to do. It does not take a high degree of technology. So, book, anybody have any questions about Booksy before we move on to other things?
Well, I'm very interested in it. I've already signed up.
Good.
I didn't spend the $29 yet.
Yeah. Play with it for a while. We're not trying to sell something here, but you will
see
the benefit.
You mentioned it for weeks ago.
$29?
Pardon me, Phil?
Is it worth the $29?
It is for Nancy and I so far. Because
I think so, Phil.
No, totally. And you guys know where I come from. I don't have much writing experience. I'm not in the...
Well, do you like to read, Phil? Phil, do you like to read?
Yes, I do. I love reading.
Okay, here's a site that you, as a reader, can read to your heart's content on your tablet or on your computer or on your phone whenever you want. You go to Booksy, put in the genre you want, look at all the stuff available, click on the button, and you're reading chapter after chapter, or you're reading poems, or you're reading short stories. Now, there's another interesting thing, and I'm talking to the owners of it. I have made audios of a lot of Jim's short stories. Unfortunately, most of them are over 10 megabytes. But currently, you can upload an audio for free with your short story or chapter if it's under 10 megabytes, which is pretty hard for a chapter.
Yeah.
But I do have the audios up there for a few of the short stories that the audio is less than 10
megabytes. That's pretty cool.
And Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck, I also uploaded the video audio. It's just, you have to play with it. And maybe that's why I like it so much, because it's such a lot. But it's very similar to a website. You're just doing the same things. You can share that right there when you do it. You can share it to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I always call it LinkedIn. Just about anywhere you want, you can go ahead and share that and let people know that you're over there and click on it. And I see as many Booksy people who are members reading, I see about the same amount of non-members and members reading. So I think it's worth it. It's the cheapest
ad
you
can do.
So
what you're saying is do it.
Right. It's the cheapest ad you can do for $2 or a little over $2 a month.
Yeah. And Nancy, you pinpointed it right there. The whole
right.
the whole concept, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how well you write a book. I don't care how pretty you make something, a beautiful piece of art, whatever it might be. If nobody sees it, it's lost. And everybody on this show has so much talent that the more people you share, and the sales will come, like Nancy said, at the bottom of each chapter, she has a link to go to her Amazon.
They put it there. I don't even have to do it.
Yeah, I guess it
once you get
like,
your link up, it just goes.
Yeah. We should have probably started this site ourselves, all of us, and be making a fortune. But anyway, Phil, with what you do, you could write a monograph on marketing, which is your.
Actually, if you don't mind me saying, while on our lovely call here, I just started a new blog.
Okay.
On my website on limelightmarketingco.com. So it's limelightmarketingco.com. Mm-hmm. And it's my first blog post in a while because back in the day.
Yeah, you used to be. You used to be.
You taught me blogging and. Yeah. But the reason I bring it up is because I think it pertains to everything we're talking about here is content, and I'm getting myself back into writing. And as you guys who have listened to my inquiries on this call for the past few months, I'm scared about writing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's because I'm growing older. I have more to write about. And I don't know.
Yeah. And when you get scared, Phil, just look down there at that old woman in that box on here. And remember, I was 65 when I started thinking I could maybe write. But let me tell you, it doesn't take long to learn a lot of stuff. When I went back through and was editing, I thought, oh, my gosh, Anthony must hate me by now for that first book. I mean, I have a great Grammarly on my website now, and it's showing me 90-something errors, and I'm going,
I'm not so worried about the grammar errors. I'm just, I'm scared of what I'm going to write. So,
Phil, I'm going to give you a little boost here, okay? I'm on your website and I'm looking at your blog. Welcome to my personal injury lead generation blog. What I love there is you're telling me right up front what this is, right? There ain't no hidden magic here. It's just, you know, if you don't like this, get away. But what's beautiful, if you had your Booksy page, you would take your cursor and copy this whole damn page. You know, highlight it, hit the copy button. It would take right over. You would put it into short stories if you want. I think there's a category I believe that fits this.
Yes.
Articles or I can't remember. I'm not on the site.
Articles and
this is all you do is you copy and then paste it right there. And hit publish, okay? Now, what would be interesting, you would need a cover, you know, which is the first thing people see, and you could easily make a cover out of an image that is personal injury oriented. Go to, you know what I'm trying to say. And I'm more than happy to help you, but by the way, there's one thing about your...
I'm listening here, just to let you know.
Yeah, and all these pictures of you and your lovely wife and the picture of you on Mount Elbert and your dog with the guitar. And, you know, the other thing about you and blogging, you have to let your people know what a fantastic musician you are. Because that brings in those key words.
I'm not that great, but I like to play.
But again, this goes back to Diane, if you don't mind me using you as an example. We had a little dialogue with Lisa Fredrickson, remember, about bios?
Mm-hmm.
And both of us kind of were very harsh with you and said that you've got to stretch your stuff. Well, here again, Booksy might be another avenue for you to stretch your stuff, and it's okay to tell people that you are good at things. They're going to find out as they read, but it's okay to say, I derive so much enjoyment from, or I've been blessed with the talent of art, such as, and I use Donna Setterlin here when she talks about herself. That's a gift from God, you know. And the more she does, it just gets better.
I'm not going to talk about stuff myself. About myself, though.
I know you don't. I know you don't. Yeah. I know, and like I'm not trying to humiliate, or, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, no, no. But what one thing Lisa said was that I should have in there that I grew up in Brantford and started my photography and had so many such beautiful scenery there. I don't have any photography around Brantford. I'm not going to make up.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. No, you don't want to make things up. No, no, no.
No,
I understand.
No.
I understand that. Yes. Yeah. But you are very talented, and it's okay to let people know that. I feel very strongly about that because I think you're wonderful, and, you know, I want everybody else to know that too. So I'm glad to hear that Jerry's going to move. Go ahead.
I almost signed up on Booksy when you first started talking about it, and then I thought, I haven't even got my website going.
I know.
I can't handle more right now doing the same thing kind of thing because I got to get finished off of something first before I start.
We throw a lot of things out here. That's one thing this program has done since its inception. And it doesn't mean that everyone...
Who is that that's talking just so
Diane
I...
Diane Stevenson,
like,
Phil. Back from the days
cool.
of Focus.
I just want to make sure I know.
Yeah, that was Diane Stevenson. Remember, she was on our Focus Society of Overachievers and on a beginner's marketing class.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was not a lot of people, but Diane has been here for a long, long time. Joanne, I see that you can benefit by Booksy. You have your one book published now. It's available in pre-sale, and you could now have
It's not published yet.
Yeah, but it's available for pre-sale
it's
on your website. I understand. Yeah, but you can take each chapter and move it over there. I can show you how to do that.
You know, this is the first day that I've had where I haven't been spending 8 hours editing.
Right, I understand. You've got quite a chore, I know. And Jerry, what book do you think you would put up on Booksy? Both of Rotund Roland first, maybe, or what?
Probably. That's what I have in mind.
Okay.
You know, like I started to say, I signed up on there. I didn't get the advanced portion of it yet. But I'm much like Diane. I'm in the middle of trying to revamp my website, which is, you know.
Yep.
Over
that's
my
a
head.
Major job.
I don't know what I'm doing, and I've got to get Mouse in the House, you know, on there for pre-sale very soon because I promised it
yes,
for
we do.
September 15th.
yeah, there's the artist talking. I hear her in the background.
Well, and hey, I will tell you, you know, you said she is good. No, good isn't good enough. She's brilliant.
yeah.
Thank you.
And I've been out of town for the last week and have been running crazy and haven't been able to do, you know, we've got to get the final little touches back to her. But I promised it to be available for pre-order September 15, and I'm struggling trying to get my site changed. So I will be on Booksy. It's, you know, I already have it so that I'm ready to go. I just haven't. Yeah, I've been trying to keep my focus in one place.
Right, and that makes good sense. It's a good way to do that.
Right.
You know, so that I will be joining you on there. I think it's a great platform. You know, I looked at Wattpad several years ago, and no, I'm not going there. But what I see on Booksy looks like serious writers and people that are serious about their craft and serious about, you know, their stories and everything else involved there. So, yeah, I'm very interested in that and plan to pursue it.
You know, I'm going to use Joanne as an example right now. She's in the same position. Her book is complete. All 24 chapters are on her website. And yes, she is getting traffic to her website. And yes, she did sell a book pre-sell on her website, not through Amazon. But because of the audience I see on Booksy and the fact that we have a bookshelf now called Veterans, interestingly enough, if Joanne did nothing more than once a week or twice a week, copied from her website the actual chapter as it's shown to the readers, take it over to Booksy and hit the word paste, and we can play, I can help her play with some covers once she sees how easy it is. And see, what I'm learning is as you post these things chapter by chapter, your readership grows. So the whole new group that Booksy's, Joanne, is a brand new audience for a story that, yes, is on your website already. Do you see what I'm trying to
Chuck, this is Phil. Like,
yeah.
Even, I hope you don't mind me chiming in, like, on my first blog post that I told you about, just
yeah.
posting that on LinkedIn and Facebook got lots of traffic, and I didn't realize
yeah.
how much people valued that. So, like, I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, this. I'm glad you're saying these things, Phil. So many people are you know, they hold back. That you have proved to yourself, and that's the most important person, that this stuff works. The problem is, as we've heard here also, is so many of us are very busy, and we do not want to lose focus of what's most important. So I'm going to go back to the old business planning crap from the old days, and this is what I've done almost most all of my adult life, is I never have more than one or two projects per day, small projects, because I eat lots of elephants, but I've eaten them always a bite at a time. And I try to get them done by noon, which typically allows me then to get as expansive as I want to by the afternoon. I think a lot of us have a tendency to put too much in front of us on a day, and then we feel bad about ourselves. And I just want to emphasize over and over and over again that it's very important for us to feel good about ourselves each night when we kneel down and say thank you, because we can say thank you for giving me the opportunity to get that done. But we control what it is we want to get done by not burdening ourselves with a massive pile of crap. No offense. And I personally had times when I did that. Gee, I got to be here. I got to do this. I got to. The heck with it. One or two things. My whole thing today, this was my only project for the day, other than routine. Now, routine would be posting a chapter over on Booksy. That becomes a routine, you see. But I wanted to, and this leads into this as with a segue, I wanted to put my first audio version of 30 Days, as most of you know, we have it on Audible, and you can buy a flash drive. It's 12 hours of audio of the first book. I used Later Pay today, and now you can go to the website and pay $8.99 and download that whole audio to your own system. Put it on a flash drive if you want. Put it on your phone if you want, and listen to the audio. Now, that was a new challenge for me, so I asked the software developers to help guide me through. But my goal today was to get that done no matter what. Well, it's been done now for a couple of hours. So my day is over. This call is a routine. I'm just sharing with you how my mindset is, okay? So, and I know that only having one or two things of major importance to do a day, it's like I told Diane I was going to get back to her, but I didn't, so that's not good. You know, I mean, I maybe I should push myself a little more. I don't know. What, anybody? Huh?
So don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? I still can't get on your website. Now, this has nothing to do with you, Diane.
Yeah.
But I've screamed at Mark. I mean, I have tore my computer apart. You know, he claims it might be my IP address. So I said, well, get your butt in there and be sure that I'm white. You know, if I type in your website on my computer, on my Mac right now, I get, sorry, website not available.
Right.
Yet everybody else in the world can see it.
Hmm.
So guess what?
I couldn't get in it the other day either.
Well, the other day everybody that's on that server, the PHP is being updated, you know, for all those people. So each site is, each site, did I say something wrong?
There's something going on with that website?
Anyway, everybody has had little outages. It's PHP update.
Yeah,
WordPress PHP update. Oh, I got to watch what I say, I guess.
I'm just getting frustrated because what I'm trying to do isn't working, too. So.
Well, that's why I wanted to get in to show you. That's what frustrated me.
The color in my background.
Yeah, and I could have fixed that in a minute. If I can get to your site, I can fix it. I just can't get into your site.
Yeah.
So he says, what are you screaming
I could tell him the ghost thing going on mine, but I won't do it.
Yeah, Nancy's had a really weird ghost. It took people from the Ukraine to fix it, but anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
Tanya, we haven't heard from you. Are you still with us, Tanya?
Well, I'm still with you, and I'm just sitting here listening, thinking, wow, I'm not alone. I've had things going on with my website too, and I'm thinking, well, no wonder Chuck hasn't been able to get to it. He's got his hands full with everybody else's.
I have not tried to get into your website for a couple of days, but I'm going to do that this evening, after I have my board of directors meeting at 6:00. So, Jay Cadmus has joined us.
And there's no hurry. No
hurry. We're going to get you taken care of too. Jay Cadmus, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good. Well, thank you.
So, what have you been hanging in the background for a while? Because your name just showed up, but I don't know how long you've been here.
I've been here since before actually the show started. When did you hit the record button?
Yeah. Well, see, what's weird. This whole format's starting to bother me because all I'm seeing is Joanne. I'm seeing 530, which is Donna, Nancy, Diane, Phil, and me, and then it says plus two, and if I click a button, it comes up, and now I can see Jay and who else? I see.
Peter was here, but he left.
Who was here?
Peter.
Oh.
Peter Wright?
I think, see where it says left call? I saw his name up there earlier.
Yes. Oh, that's Peter Wright. Yes. Wow,
yeah,
JL
Callison.
Yeah. Well, very good. Okay. Anyway, the topic today was new marketing ideas. We kind of beat Booksy to death. And what I wanted to do, and I'm not trying to jump around, but also there's another thing that this time of the year brings, and especially for creatives, it is a great time right now, the month of September, to seriously think what you want to do to build a holiday gifting campaign for your wonderful creative work. Now, we know that this has been done in the retail trade for 1,000 years, you know, but those people who produce books, videos, audios, and so on, they can have holiday specials. Now, Not that it's this great. What I'm going to do with Jim's work is we're going to put a couple of book packages together and offer them for a special price to special people. And with our newsletter, our email newsletter, we're going to give all of our email subscribers a first shot. In other words, email subscribers are going to be getting a little better deal than the general public who's never bought from us. Okay? Does everybody understand why that's sometimes works well?
Yep.
Because happy customers talk about you a lot more. And so this is not a bad time. The month of September, if you want to set a monthly goal and pick it apart, take the elephant. The whole elephant is in September, or maybe September, October is your holiday campaign. It's an elephant drawn for those 2 months. Figure out how many bites you want to take out of it. Count how many days and what you want to do to develop and pre-sell and tease the public through Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Let them know that you're going to be offering something that's kind of exciting. In JL's case, his two of his top books could be packaged, even though they're of different genre. Again, ideas. And you're not giving them away, but you're offering them a deal. One thing that's really worked well for Jim's three-book series, the third book not yet finished, is if you go to his website and buy two of the paperbacks or hardcovers today, and if you sign into a special email list, which is a different list than the normal subscribers, when the new book is available, you'll get a 30% discount. And that list has grown quite well. So that's kind of an interesting special. You know, like in Nancy's case, you have what? Three books published now, Nancy, or two?
Two and one hanging out.
Yeah. Well, see, Nancy could say, okay, I'm writing, and this would be a page, an actual page that she creates, and lets Facebook people know and Twitter people know that, hey, go to my website today. I have a great special price on two books together, books one and two. And be sure to sign up. She'll go to her AWeber account and create a new list and call it special or discount or whatever. And right there on the page, the people will fill out the form, get their opt-in, and you'll send them the thank you letter. And then they're not going to get another letter from you until the third book is available. And when your book is available, you're going to send that list an email that says, here's your coupon code for the 25, 20%, 30% discount, 50%, I don't care what it is, when you order the third book. And that link is going to take them to the buy page on your website. And they're going to enter the coupon, and they're going to buy the $23 book for, or whatever it is, for $16, you know. This is not a, now this has nothing to do with the seasonal side. I was kind of talking about the holiday. It has been proven, according to Amazon's statistics, that there is a huge spike in sales of books in November and December. Mm-hmm. But since a lot of our callers offer autographed copies, you will actually find people, we found this out last year, who will say, give me three sets of two, and I want you to inscribe the first set to Nephew John, who's a jerk, you know, and then to Gorgeous Nellie, our niece, and so on down the line. So the author is going to autograph these sets of books from Grandma, from Uncle Joe, or whoever they might be. This is a good time to put that idea into the mind of your market, because books do make wonderful gifts. I'm writing your headlines for you, you know. Books make wonderful gifts. I did want to touch on that today. I know it's September, whatever it might be, we're getting close to Wednesday the 11th, September 9th. Somebody says, well, Christmas is too far away. We have to start pre-planning to let our market know what we're going to do for them. Now, I did mention earlier we like to take care of existing subscribers and buyers. It's okay to also offer the new public a little taste. But, people say, well, I don't want to discount my book too much. So don't discount it much. You know, But if you're going to give offers for the holidays, someone that's already bought one of your books, there's a good chance they're going to buy some more as gifts. If you remind them that they make good gifts, they might have forgotten about it. So it's our job to let the public know that. It's our job to write that Facebook post. It's that. It's Phil, there you go with your brand new blog. Okay, that's what blogs are really all about. They're little newspapers that we put what's happening in our business, how it's growing, the mistakes we made yesterday. Boy, a blog post for Phil. You know, I walked into a guy's office, a big, super potential prospect. I looked at the guy. He looked like a jerk. He talked like a jerk. I turned around and walked away. Boy, did I feel good today. I know that.
That sounds like Phil, too.
Yeah, that sounds like Phil. That's why I said it, you see. But that's a blog, and the headline could be bonkers. You know, you could really write a headline that would drag readers.
He really
in,
writes humor. He just
yes,
know it.
Yes. And, you know, nothing wrong with being humorous when you're in business. That's the greatest
no.
thing.
No. I love it.
You know? So, again, this is not a bad time of the year. This first month of fall, I think it is, yeah, September 21st, is a good time for us to think ahead. Because if you want to set up a campaign December 1st to think to sell, you're going to sell a lot of books for Christmas, forget it. Because the other people, the other marketers, have had a jump on you for 30, 40, 50 days.
Right.
So
can I bring up something?
Sure, you can bring it up.
Okay, y'all are all going to get invited to a Pampered Chef party. But it's called Nancy's Book Party.
Oh.
And what some of the things that are going to happen on there, we're working on it, is there's certain places in my book where we mentioned black olives as something to eat or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have gone through and gotten the page numbers and chapters, and she's going to be making things out of the things that are mentioned in the book, and I'm going to give the link to that chapter. We're both admins on there, and set it up where tell people, go read this chapter and find out what we're fixing to use or something like that, you
wow.
know, whatever.
Oh,
I told her that I was going to invite authors because this is something new for Pampered Chef, and they were really all over it, thinking that this was like book parties, you know, you name your party, and they wanted to know how they could help authors do this. And this is the first time it's been done. So we're going to screw it up, I'm sure. But she wanted y'all's input as to what y'all would expect from it. You know, I know that there's games that are played, and I'll probably give away a book or two. And, but, you know, to the highest game winner or whatever, but it'll keep people, while she's doing her audios, they'll have a link where they can go in and look. I have the exact page numbers from the book, but it on the website, it won't be page numbers. So but they will be able to go up onto the website and look. And to me, it's a marketing thing for me.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that I might be able to talk her into, if they ask you, she always asks, who are you and something about you, and maybe y'all could come on and share your links to your books.
Beautiful.
I just think it would be, I think there's a lot that could happen here. And of course, she's selling a product, you know.
Yeah, she's there for Pampered Chef.
She's using these particular instruments that she's trying to sell to cook whatever, you know, just like they have a new blender, and I'm thinking, and a mixer. And I thought, you know, if I'd have had that mixer when I was making that fan to get rid of those mosquitoes, you know, different thing. But I think it's going to be really fun. So when you get an invite, know what it's about. And you guys are not exempt because guys cook too.
Yes,
it's not something where I expect anything from you. I just want you to know that. I just want your participation. I think it would be fun. And see how it goes. You know, she wanted me to do a party, and she said, I wonder if we could do a book party. And I went, we can try, you know. Yeah. So
in other words, if I mean, everybody else probably understand, but if, okay, in your book, you happen, I know you happen to talk about cooking food and mixing drinks, okay? I mean, I've read.
Right.
That, okay?
And what we ate on, what did we eat at the picture show together?
Right.
And then they also have a counting thing where how many of certain things are in a jar. Well, I would put Oreo cookies in there if I were her. And then I would throw a link there and ask.
Talk to your Oreo cookie of site. I mean, your post on Oreo
cookie. Yeah, what like the pizza party. That's one of the things, you know. So
wow.
I don't want to give them all away, but certain things that you'll be looking for to get the answer on there quicker than someone else.
So this is literally sending people who are attending the party, the virtual Pamper Chef party, they're going to head over to your site and read a sentence or two and might get hooked. Is that, I mean, that's our goal, right?
That the idea is it sends people to the site.
Right.
It sends people to the website. And, you know, it just my mind was going crazy. Of course, I think different than her, and I'm going, oh man, this, that, and, with her making me on there and it, man, I can just grab the links. And when she puts what she puts, I can throw that link right and just throw it right in there and on that post.
Well, I just have to say this. It sounds brilliant to me. I don't know how everybody else feels about it. But again, what we're hearing, and this is what I've loved about this show over the years, we're hearing ideas totally out of the box. I mean, other people have done similar things, I'm sure. But Nancy, you know, I mean, it's a relative that's having the Pampered Chef, and obviously Nancy wants to help her sell Pampered Chef. But at the same time, they've designed a plan that's going to help Nancy. And collaboration, cross-promotion, which is my favorite word, cross-promotion is probably one of the easiest and least expensive ways for business people, which everybody on this page are business people. Most of them happen to be creative business people. We need to do. And I'm a fan of low to no cost. A little time and energy, which is costly because our time is valuable and our energy is valuable, but at least we're not laying out a lot of hard-earned cash. So, I mean, Nancy, to me, that's a brilliant. In fact, that whole idea, what I'm going to ask you to do, since I'm selfish, when this is over with, I'm going to ask you to do a guest blog post on my website about the development of this program and the results.
Right. And the thing is Pampered Chef, the big company, is looking at this.
Yeah.
So if it goes well and with the videos and things, then they're going to throw it out there also to their other Pampered Chef. She sells Pampered Chef.
Right.
And so they're going to throw that out to other people to use, because it's just a different kind of setup, and it could be used for any business. I mean, there's ways I could see tying it in with anything. You know, everybody cooks. And even to the point, I didn't use it, but Frank loves Spam, but it always burned and stepped on the frying pan. Well, they have a frying pan.
I love Bert Spam.
It'll just, that Pampered Chef frying pan will just dump that sucker out, and it doesn't stick at all. So, you know, they've got a lot of new things, and they're time saving, you know, as far as they go. But I told her, I said, we'll try to go with the new things that they're coming out with. They come out with new fall products, and but you know, everybody cooks something. They even have an outside indoor grill.
Yeah.
And she got one of those, and but it's just, you know, I don't know that we'll do it, how we'll do it all, but we were going to do videos and talk about, man, I just got to have another black olive. and, you know, that kind of thing. Make the kids eat them, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then ask the question, well, I was just wondering, I can't remember, what did Frank and I eat on our dates at the drive-in? Here's a link. Y'all go find out what.
Go find out what we ate at the drive-in. Wonderful. Nancy, I am so excited about this idea. I'm going to spend.
You will tonight. Be invited, so you.
Well,
can keep
I appreciate
up.
That. I hope everybody. but I'm thinking of some other things. You say I don't know if you want to call them contests or anything else, but something that challenges your customer. You know, again, how those of you that may not have been on the call before I started recording, I go to the truck stop for dinner last night because they owed me a free one, and I ordered my normal hamburger steak. You know, they have a beautiful ribeye steak, but I love their ground. You know, it's almost a pound, and smothered in onions. And I ordered that, and the waitress says, "Oh, well, you get your scratch card for the $25,000 sweepstakes, the Steak Eater sweepstakes." And I said, "Okay, yeah." I put it in my pocket, came home, scratched it, went to the website, entered my numbers, and lo and behold, we now are the proud owners of a $500 gift certificate at Petro Restaurants.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of eating. You know, I don't know how long. I hope it doesn't expire soon because there's no way I could eat $500 worth of stuff. But, you know, now what did I do typically, because it's my mindset? If you go to my profile on Facebook, you will see me mention the company, mention the location of the truck stop on Interstate 5 that I won this, and tell people about it. Now, I know that my local friends will go to Petro, which probably might not have gone, you know, to get a code or a little scratch off. But the fact that TA and Petro are all over the United States, who knows who's going to read my post on Facebook and go see their TA Petro.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt me to do that. It didn't, you know, and that's cross promotion in a lot of ways. So anyway,
when y'all see that, it's virtual party. You can go in there any time of the day or night and answer questions and all of that kind of stuff and just have fun. I guarantee you, I usually go on her parties just because she has me as a conversation starter. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that. Hey, it's 4:27. I'm on a tight schedule today. I do have a board of directors meeting that I have to be at 6, which I don't really relish. And I did tell Shirley we're going to put a few short ribs, not short ribs, whatever, pork ribs, not the country style ribs on the Barbie, and I'll let them slow cook while we're gone. So we want to wrap up the day. We did cover some great things. We covered Booksy, and we talked about holiday campaign planning for the sale of your wonderful creatives. And before we go, we always like to ask each caller what they'd like to share with us, website names and so on. Let's start off with Tanya. I know you've been very quiet, young lady. Tell us a little bit.
Yes, I've been very quiet.
Tell us what's happening and how is your website coming and how can we reach you, Tanya?
Well, my website, my writing is coming along very well. I'm focused on writing content that will engage and help adults that live with medically unmanageable, medically uncontrolled seizures, much like myself. And my writing is geared toward helping these adults achieve four-way wins in every 12 areas of their lives.
Wow.
So I'm bringing personal development to those that may have never even heard of personal development before.
That's excellent.
It's really exciting for me, and I can't wait to be able to bring it to the public.
Well, you have so much to share. You have been a member of our call. Phil Sanko remembers terrific Tanya Heathco from years past, and your life has been a beautiful example of somebody who does their best to stay in control of challenges. And we know that you have challenges on a daily basis, but you didn't let them defeat you, and you're moving forward. And Tanya, that's where my love goes out to you all the time. You're just a, now today we were terrific, Tanya Heathcote, years ago, but now it's tenacious. Tanya Heathcote. Tenacious Tanya Heathcote. And she's a wonderful person. I know she'll be back again, and as her site grows and as her writing grows, we're going to share more of it. We have someone who's been fairly quiet but was mentioned several times, Donna Setterlin from Cottonwood, California. Donna, what's new and exciting at your ranch?
At our ranch? the cow took out the fence again.
Oh, boy.
We rescued this wonderful cow, and we can't get rid of him because the kids love him because he sits like a dog.
Oh, boy.
And he weighs about 1,400 pounds.
Oh, he's a little baby, huh?
He's a baby, yeah. He's a sweetheart, but, yeah, that's about it. It's
okay.
It's been a hard summer with all the critters, but books are coming along, guys.
Real quick, you were not impacted by the last 48 hours fire situation?
No.
Okay.
A little bit of smoke a couple mornings, but not bad. No, it's
okay.
Still 8 miles away, so we're good.
And you're working very closely with another one of our famous callers. Where did he go? Mr. J.L. Callison. Did he left the call. Okay. And, oh, by the way, Donna, I know you and I have spoke about your website. Your books are currently available on Amazon, is that correct?
Amazon and some of them on Barnes & Noble, but
okay.
I haven't sold anything through there. Yeah, I'm trying to get that all perfected and get them.
And you are on my list to do some more fine-tuning this coming week, okay?
Oh, we have a lot of fine-tuning.
because I just, for our audience, Donna Setterlin, please go to Amazon and type in the search bar Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Setterlin, S-E-T-T-E-R-L-U-N-D, and look at this author site and look at the wonderful volume of books that she has available. And she has some really fine credentials. Her artwork is impeccable. And we're going to campaign and have Donna. She has so much great work that isn't being shared. And I think that's what I know she's asked me to help her focus on, getting her name out there, because it definitely needs to be out there, because the world needs to know about her wonderful abilities and her just her personality. And she has an interesting story to tell. She and her husband are on a piece of ground here in Northern California, and they're rebuilding a Western ghost town type thing with their own hands and hammers and saws and everything, and that's on her website also. DonnaSetterlin.com is her website, Donna Setterlin, S-E-T-T-E-R-L-U-N-D.com, and also on Amazon you can see all of her books all on one page. We have, like I said, JL left us. And Diane, Joanne, you've been very quiet. You've been very quiet.
Yes, I have.
We haven't had a chance to let you speak, have we?
Well, thanks. That's okay. Talking about marketing, I'm flying up to Philadelphia to meet with about 20 of my old classmates from high school.
Oh, great.
And they're planning on buying my book.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very good. And your book is now available to be read on your website.
Yes, it is.
And that is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T.com. The name of the book, which is up in your navigation bar, would you tell us the name of your book, please?
The High Cost of Service, an Exposé of PTSD and Agent Orange.
And this is a wonderful 24 chapters of reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's listed as a book of fiction. That's the way it's published. It's based on 50 years of life, real life experience. So, again, yes.
Chuck, one other thing I want to do, I want to start pushing the guide.
The which?
The guide.
Oh, yes, the reference guide. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And I had some ideas. We're going to put that in a separate little publication, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we can chat about that maybe tomorrow. What's tomorrow, Friday?
Okay.
Tuesday. Tomorrow's Tuesday, okay. I got to remember where I am. Okay, and then, we haven't heard a thing from Nancy at all. So
no, go to someone else.
Well, everybody's going to be hearing about Nancy and her relatives Pampered Chef Party, and I love that idea. I'm going to tell the world, you know, a lot of people listen to this show tomorrow and into the future, and what a fabulous marketing idea. Pampered Chef Party, I can see this in
Nancy,
Tupperware.
Nancy, I got a link to Guy Fieri. He went to school with my kids, and I'm friends with his mom, so if you need a link with Guy Fieri, I'll help you.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's a pretty heavy influencer, huh?
That's pretty heavy, yeah.
Doesn't he show up in Chico once in a while?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Chico's only 20 miles away. So Guy is a Northern California
He's from Ferndale. We're Ferndalians.
Right, Ferndalians.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I went to the high school, Shirley's high school reunion last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, I used the word, you know, for some reason, the campfire victims, and we have so many in our neighborhood now, displaced people, and I came up with the word, I don't know, just Paradisians. And nobody likes it, but I think it's great. You know, people from paradise are Paradisians. I guess they don't like it because it reminds them of a reptile or something. I don't know. But anyway, my friends from paradise. And what was so great is Shirley had an opportunity to meet some of the gals that she hasn't seen, and they were a wild bunch. And now I have a feeling we're going to be having some social times with these wild women, and I've got to figure out what I can do to stay out of the way. So anyway, it's going to be fun. We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. This is the 441st episode of You Can Build It, Your Business. I'm Chuck Bartok, and I get so much pleasure out of having the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people over the years. If anybody's interested, if you hear this program Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on iTunes, stop by and join us next week. It's open to anybody, and if you drop me an email at chuck@chuckbartok.com, and give me your email, you will receive an email notification of the show, what time and how to call in. There's nothing to buy here. We're not selling anything. Well, I think we did a great job for Booksy. We ought to get a commission out of the people that are going to join that place. But it is a good opportunity, I believe, for creatives. So, again, thank you all very much. As usual on during the week when we have this show, if anybody wants to stick around and talk with each other, the room is open as long as you want, and I won't be here, but that's good for you. So thank you all very much. We're going to stop the recording.